Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with psychic and author Neil Baker. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
So here we are today on a Wednesday. This is our first show of the week. So a little bit of an alteration in the schedule, but we do have a caller in the queue, 310. We're going to be getting to your call in about 10 minutes. First of all, I want to let everybody know how to get in touch with us and stay connected. You can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. You may also join us on Facebook. That account, as well as our Twitter account, is linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile, the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. And what else? There's another Facebook page. The Facebook page that is your fan page, which is not linked here, but can be found through the friend page that we have set up right here on Blog Talk Radio. Today we're going to be talking about gratitude and the impact that it can make in your life. And it seems so often that there's less, I don't know if times have changed, Neil. What do you think? Is there less an attitude of gratitude than there was in the past?
Well, you know, I think it all depends on what circle you're in. I think on a world basis, there's less gratitude. But when we get into individual pockets of energy and people and circles, I think generosity is still alive and kicking and operating. But you know, when you look at the world and how we experience mass murders and
or the staging of mass murders,
or the staging
that's
murders,
another topic.
we become less of a passionate people, but we become a little bit more disoriented.
Right, and there, I think there's maybe an increased feeling of entitlement because of the materialistic culture, the way the culture has evolved into the focus being on materialism and, you know, the media being so explosive and things like that, that it's taken away from maybe our interconnectedness as a people.
Yeah, I mean, selfishness and materialism has been going on since the beginning
of
recorded history.
Sure.
And it's become more massive in its scope. And, of course, we have media now, so we have immediate impact about what we experience as a population in terms of the insensitivity and the unappreciative nature of humankind.
And, of course, there are more people.
More people.
We're going to experience the negative aspects as well as the positive aspects on a greater scale in each
mm-hmm.
direction, probably.
There's always going to be a war between inhumanity and humanity. There's always going to be a war between generosity and selfishness. It's never going to change. As long as we're on this planet, in this physical realm, it's going to happen until maybe a better time, a better place occurs in some other energy form. But I think this is going to be what we're experiencing. The only problem now is that it's on such a massive scale, and the implements of technology and warfare are so advanced that you can take down a plane. And I mean, this would have been unheard of. Except in wartime, in certain circumstances, but a passenger plane, just that for an example. But we're also talking about generosity in terms of one person to another and being appreciative and trying to be gracious about acknowledging one another as people and not just thinking about ourselves and giving that validation, celebrating each human being on the planet for their accomplishments, being sensitive to their needs, to their problems, their dilemmas. I think sometimes we get wrapped up so much in our own worlds that it's difficult for any one of us to really get out of our body and be there for somebody else. We're intolerant of it, we don't want to listen to it, we're looking at our watches, and it's just something that we don't want to get involved in. You brought up something kind of interesting to me today, Kristen, which takes us out of the human element and more into the canine world.
Right.
About the generosity, if you will, of a dog. You want to explain to the listeners about that?
Sure. There's a video floating around Facebook. I believe it was aired on maybe news channels around the United States, but I believe, where did that take place? Is it Brazil? Somewhere. I didn't really pay attention to the location, but it was a Latin American country, and the dog is still owned by someone who owns a junkyard, and the dog had a litter of puppies, and the dog had to go out. I think the name of the dog was Lilica. Lilica had to go find food for her puppies and was walking, I guess, 4 miles in each direction to go scavenge food for her litter. Anyway, the puppies were put up for adoption, but this dog continued looking for food for the other animals that were, homeless or surrounded her in this junkyard area. I mean, obviously she had owners, but there are other pets or not pets, stray animals. What is the word for not owned pets? Stray animals. And this dog has continued to travel 4 miles in each direction, so an eight miles total on a daily basis to bring food back for these animals. And a woman 4 miles away who's a teacher and a pet lover, she has many animals, actually supplies the food for these animals, and the dog carries this bag back. I mean, not only is it a matter of generosity, but it's the commitment this dog has and the work he's willing or she's willing to do for these other animals who don't have food. I mean, it was remarkable.
Yeah.
Really a remarkable story.
You know, we talk about human nature. It's human nature to do this. It's human nature to do that.
Right.
And there... I think in all life there's a sense of creation. In the creation there's a sense of a maternal instinct. Now, maternal is more or less a human term, but we can apply it to the animal kingdom as well.
Well, there are mothers in the animal kingdom, certainly. So.
Yes, undoubtedly. But the idea that we're thinking that the humans are having this exclusive right to being maternal, this animal is obviously very maternal and takes on, in its community, all kinds of animals. So it's a very evolved animal, or maybe it's a very instinctual animal. When we talk about instincts and nature and what the need is for a living organism to take care of its young, whether it deems its young to be its own
biological
its own
or otherwise
breed or of not of its not of its blood. It's a sacrifice we should always make, always be aware of in terms of how we value human life and how we take care of the surrounding elements around us that are living. So I think it has something to do with instinct, and it has something to do with the nature of the beast. And it's something to say that when we have this duality, of course, there's always going to be the other side of the coin, that there are animals that are merciless, that have no such need. I just read of an article in the paper about there's a woman whose child was abducted by these terrorists, and the baby was dragged for miles on the car because they abducted the car, they stole the car. And the baby, the mother said, "Look, let me just have the child out of the car. Don't take my car, but don't let me have my child." They didn't care about it. The child got somehow caught in the seatbelt and was dangling, and they took off and dragged baby with it. It was in South Africa. in Johannesburg.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you talk about the ruthlessness of people, I mean, the child obviously died from the, from being dragged along the road for 4 or 5 miles. But when you talk about the ruthlessness, and then we have the idea of our topic today about the generosity or the, how did you phrase it, the of our topic, the
the attitude of gratitude. Is
attitude
that what you're
of gratitude.
For?
Which is
a stupid title.
Well, the attitude of gratitude.
What is that called when you rhyme? Not an idiom, but...
A simile. It's like
simile.
A simile.
Yeah.
But the but that is being gracious and having gratitude, having an ability to acknowledge the people around us for what they do, for their lives, and not always be so wrapped up in our lives that we can't think of another person. I mean, this show is sort of dedicated to the premise that we are there for others, and we're not asking for anything, really. We're just here delivering a service for others, listening to their problems, and making each person feel important and valuable, and given serious consideration about the things that they want in their lives. It's not a matter of how small or how large the thing is. I think what matters most is that a person has a need and they're seeking another human being for guidance or assistance or insight or help. I think that's what's important. I think that's what's something we always have to keep aware. If it's not by instinct, if it's not by our nature, we have to be very aware of that program.
Before we get to our caller, Neil, I wanted to ask about specific birth date codes, because obviously on the show we deal with numerology a great deal, and you do incorporate numerology into your readings very heavily. So in a birth date code is a tendency to be more absorbed in the self evident to you. I mean,
yeah.
I can see how the numbers on every level could express, you know, I mean, there's obviously duality in each number. But if we're dealing with numbers of a lower chakra system, are those more prone, or if we're dealing with ones because there's that attitude of singularity, is there more of a tendency?
The lower numbers tend to get more into the ego, more into the value of what would be considered, it's a ill-termed word, but selfishness.
Right, but couldn't innate be into ego because of the power element and the money element if they drop down to a physicality of that number? Do you understand what I'm saying? I mean, every number has a dual nature, right?
Yeah, every number has a dual nature, and ones and twos and threes sometimes in the numerical code and interpretation of numbers and a birth date, those lower numbers would more readily suggest elements of the ego and the earth and more concerns about a person just being more self-interested or self-motivated in terms of their own inner world and not having that graciousness and gratitude. Although I've seen people who have had predominant sevens, eights, and nines in their energy, but what they do with those energies is that they make sure that they're really... it's really directed to themselves. So you can kind of get a vibe about people when they're promoting something or they seem to be spiritual or giving or whatever, but there's a sort of self-promotion that goes along with it and a feeling of taking and taking and taking, and you just get a bad taste in your mouth about the person, as opposed to somebody who either has something or doesn't have something. And there's a real genuine feeling that they care about others and that their first goal would be that they would be, you know, they would let you go first before they go first in a sinking ship. It's just this attitude that we have that either the brain of the person is locked into, hey, there's always a better world. We don't have to die for this world. There's always something better. And the process is how we live in the world, not how much we gain power in the world. So... and that can be revealed in number systems, too. I think that's an interesting study when we look at numbers and activate it. When I look at a birth date and I see a low number, predominantly low numbers in the birth date, or a low master number, like a 1 or 2 or a 3, I sometimes start to question where the value of the person's higher elements are.
Right.
And then upon investigation, I usually find my answers.
Of course, that can be revealed in the specific individual numbers in the birth date. So someone with that's maybe a 2 but has 7s and 9s may have a different attitude than someone with 1s, 2s, and 3s comparing
yeah.
the birth date.
Yeah.
But anyway.
The numbers are interesting. I mean, we talk numbers, but that's a phrase, too, in and of itself. But the numbers are codes, and they do suggest a certain vibration, and they do connect and relate to chakras as well. And those each chakra in our bodies has its own connotations and varieties of interpretation and content. So you have to kind of look at that and see how they all intermingle within the whole perspective of the unit of a person's birth date, including their master number.
Okay, well, let's take our caller, Neil. I think it's about time. Is that all right?
That's fine.
I'm sure we're going to have time to get back to this today because we've got one person right here. Okay, good morning, 310.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lynn calling from West Hollywood, California. My birthday is January 5th, 1956.
Thank you for having that ready for us.
Yes.
12. What's wrong with me? 16 and 11. 27, 9?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Lynn. What's your question this morning?
This is about love. Do either one of you feel or see when a love mate will be coming into my life?
I'm going to hand this one over to you. Neil's the psychic, so go ahead.
Well, I think we're all psychic. But,
yeah,
Lynn, when you were talking, I don't recall what our last conversation was about. Kristen made that we've spoken
yeah,
to
we've
before,
spoken
but I'm my memory
exactly.
is not that
yes.
great. But as you before you asked your question and you said the word love, I felt you were single.
Yes.
Now already I'm getting a vibe about you being single and wanting somebody or not. I don't forgive me for these words, not want, but
yes,
willing to a relationship and looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And I got this word single from you,
mm-hmm.
so that came from a higher power that was giving me information. I also, it was strange, Linda, but I guess it's common a common experience for any human being, but I felt like you had been really hurt in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And that hurt, when I felt that single energy that you were single,
mm-hmm.
and I felt you were really hurt, it was almost like an attack on my consciousness.
Mm.
Like the person had hurt you, it was like a sudden slap across the face. Like you had given this person everything, and their hurt and the pain was astounding. Is that true?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I hope to God that's never repeated in your life again.
I hope.
Well, you have a strong number. The thing about your energy, and you live up to your number, your master number is 9. And you live up because 9s are very resilient.
Mm-hmm.
They are typically optimistic, and they bounce back, and they believe in a higher principle, and they have high faith. That's the typical epitome of a 9. Now they can go the opposite way, but your energy is kind of fascinating. The other thing that's fascinating about your energy, Lynn, is that the 1 and the 5 actually becomes a 6.
Okay.
So numbers are actually have a 6 and 5 in their first two numbers, if you look at it that way, and that's your year. Now, 56 is 11, or a 2, which is typically relationship energy from second chakra, but usually on the difficult side, the side that has trouble and karma and mixed-up energy. Now, that doesn't mean but your master number is 9, so don't despair because 9s can climb out of that karma in a very, very efficient way. And given the fact that I'm not giving away any secrets since you gave your birth date, that you're 58 years old.
Right.
You've already succumbed. You've already went through your master number of 9 by 27 years. Now at 27 years, in quick review to answer your question, what were you doing at the age of 27?
Well, that was a very difficult time. Someone told me that was my so-called first Saturn return, and that was a difficult time, very, very difficult time in so many ways. I had 2 small children. I was married, and it was just a very excruciating time. But I survived.
Yeah, you're a survivor. You're an immediate survivor, and you know, by that time, you could have an 8 to 11 year relationship. How long? 8 to 11 years, perhaps. How many years were you married, Lynn?
I was married 16 years. Yeah.
16 years. Okay. So let me just look at this, because I said 8 to 11, which is about half that time. Now, I don't want to spoil your future by going over your past, but 8 to 11 years into the marriage, which would have been about halfway into the marriage, up to 11 years with about 5 years left in the marriage, was there trouble then? Was there indiscretion, cheating?
Yeah.
When, Lynn, did that start, darkness?
It started early. It started really early after my first child was born. I mean, it was like, oh, wow. It was like something that was not of this realm. It was just really, as you say, dark. It was dark.
Yeah, well, that's because of the general energy in your second chakra, which has brought this kind of process in from karma, because you had karma with this human being, and then the karma was so dense that it demanded you meet the guy, have children. I gather you had 2 children, but why am I seeing a third? Was there a lost child?
Well, I did, actually. Thank you so much. At that time, I had 2, but I actually do have 3. I only had 2 at that when I was 27. I only had 2, but I did. I did have 3 children altogether. I did have 3 children.
Yeah, I'm seeing 3 kids. So, so there were 3 children from the one father.
Yes.
Okay. So now that we've briefly gone over the blessing of the children, I would hope, and the because you sound, you know, you feel like a very kind of under, you know, every mother has to, it's a tough job for a mother, you know, it's tough, but some mothers are generally, you know, from their heart, they're loving, they're giving, they're there, they instruct. No mother has a clean record, but some mothers are better. And I really from you that you might have been, you had your opinions and your attitudes about upbringing your kids, but basically probably a very loving mother, a very giving mother, and listening would be my assumption.
Yeah,
but a lot of pain there, and so here's the thing, you're 58.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, at 54, you actually had a change. I would deem that you had a shift at 54.
Yeah.
You're validating that?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that change?
And I was beginning to come into myself, like really look to see who I am, because I live so much of my life according to other people's opinions of who I was, who I ought to be, who I should be, and I did that for a lot of years, and I did feel the shift. I don't know how it came about, but Yeah, it was. I began to release and just to feel freer within myself, to be me, to be myself. And it was just around that time, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, that was the time that your 27-year rolled into another 27-year, and that would have been the sort of an energy. Your master number is 9, and at 54, that would have also been a multiple of 9. Your next multiple is going to be at 63. I think, Lynn, that that would be a, you know, 9 times 7, I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right? 63 is 9 times 7. So I think that what I'm seeing, you know, there's something to do with writing a book. So who is the person, what's the writing a book mean to you?
Well, I don't know. I've heard so many people have told me, even two of my children, my two daughters, why don't I write something concerning nutrition? Because I really help a lot of people with the information that I've been given that I have about good nutrition, which we all know, but weight loss is really effective and healthy and all of that. And so many people are amazed by it, and they're like, you need to write this down. You need to, you know, you need to put that out there. You know, just a little small something, maybe a booklet or something. So many people have told me this. And so I don't know. I don't know if that's it or...
Well, that might be it. You mean a book on weight loss?
Well, on nutrition, healthy eating, and maintenance, you know, of weight, and yes, weight loss is included in that, and just overall good eating habits.
Yeah, you know, the book field is bombarded with that topic. If my suggestion would be that. You have a nice voice, you'd go on, you'd have to, I don't know if you were that gregarious or that open or social, but your best bet would be to write or publish a book and go on speaking tour or do small speaking. And act in that form to where you can actually sell the book on site and couple it along with, you know, how you would talk. You could. There's several areas in the city throughout the state that offer free lectures and community-minded things. And you know, if you're starting off on a smaller level, since you're not a big name or something, because in reality, a lot of publishers get bombarded with books by authors seeking publication. Go ahead. Well, that's. I know it's not something you're asking, but I was seeing it around you, and I'm trying to look and see.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
I'm sorry?
Yes, I said thank you so much. This is just, oh, my God, it's awesome. Thank you.
Oh, you mean the suggestion about the book thing?
Yes, well, everything you're saying. Everything.
Oh, okay, great. You know, the other thing is, do you happen to know anyone that's currently – in a convalescent hospital or is in hospital?
I don't. You know, but I have, you know, known some. There may possibly be one of my relatives. At this point, I'm not really sure.
Your parents, are they crossed or were they ever in the hospital?
Well, my mother is still here. My mother's still here. My father has crossed.
And is your mother living at home or is in any assistance?
She is at home. However, she does have assistance at home. She has a nurse and an aide that come in. I think actually every day. So we don't live in the same state, but she does have that every day, yes.
Okay, that's what I'm looking at. Because I saw... It's not, in other words, their home is their hospital, so to speak. They have a nurse and an aide come in every day. So it's your mother.
That's what
I'm looking at. I don't know, Lynn, if what situation is it between you and your mother. But that might have some sneaky tie-in to your next romantic relationship. It could be a clearing up of karma. You know, you live in different
states. Yeah.
But it might be something that you might even want to think to do in your own private world. You don't need another party to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's anything you have to release or anything you have to forgive, does that make any sense?
Yes, it makes perfect sense. It really does. And I'm really aware of it and what you're saying. And, you know, my mother and I have had, we both have somewhat, her personality is very strong. And we've had little things from time to time, but I always, you know, I attempt to come back humbly and, you know, just to have a really good relationship with my mother, because I mean she's getting up in age. I want everything to be well between us, and
okay, well, that's something. And are you currently actively dating or anything?
Well, I have been kind of seeing someone, kind of seeing, for a couple of months, but I'm not so sure about it. Yeah.
Is this an intimate relationship too?
Well, it hasn't been intimate, but we're very close, but we haven't really gotten physically intimate.
Uh-huh.
And we have an affection. We have like a really, really strong affection for each other. Yeah.
What's she?
I didn't hear that.
Say
Did
that
you repeat
again?
That?
Oh, I said that we have not been physically intimate, but we have really expressed great affection, you know, a closeness or something for each other. Yeah.
Mm. And you've known him for a couple of months?
Yeah. Well, let me see, since May, so it's almost 3 months. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And do you feel with this person that there might be a certain distance or a barrier that you're not real comfortable with that could, where the person would otherwise maybe be considered a little bit cool or aloof? I mean, a little bit more discomforting to you than what you would prefer?
Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there, you know, the person that you're involved with, there may be some karmic intent in there. In other words,
yes.
There's a past
yes.
life vibrational field that has to be addressed.
Yes.
The once you're past that, I'm not sure about how much substance is going to be left in
right.
this.
I believe you.
Has he suffered any loss of anybody that he still seems to be carrying on his shoulder?
Yes. Actually, it's a female.
Yeah.
And yes, she has, really. And that's, yeah. And she talks about the person, a previous lover that she had. And the person just passed a couple months ago. And she tells me quite often, you know, she's in a place concerning it. And, you know, so, yeah.
Okay, well, now, this female, were they in a heterosexual relationship, or had they always been in a woman-to-woman relationship throughout their life?
The person that I'm seeing or the one that had passed that she was seeing?
The one that you're seeing now.
Oh, she's always been a female relation. She's always, except when she was, like, really young and she did have a child. You know, with a man, but her entire life has always been women.
Yeah, but she had a child with a man.
Yes.
And that was that was directly through intercourse.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's why that's why the male energy is coming in. I've got to sort out why I'm getting certain vibrational fields around you. That aloofness is something you have to be a little bit cautious of. But, you know, Lynn, I'd have to kind of go into a deeper analysis. I'd have to get more into the state of the person. and really, really move deeper into that. I don't know if this person, there seems to be trouble in the person's psyche.
Yes.
And so that has caused a kind of delay reaction to really being intimate and giving and open and transparent as you would hope a partner would be.
Yeah.
But that's got to be something cleared up. And I don't know at this point if this person's willing to do that. Some people get stubborn and too old in their ways, but they still have a hunger for a relationship.
Yeah.
And it seems like this person has hunger for a relationship, but is not able to get past certain issues to make it a healthy relationship.
Yes.
So, I don't know, and I feel for you. I can say to you that probably if there was a commitment, the two of you should either do self-counseling with one another. And
he suggested that, yes. He suggested that, yeah.
Yeah, and that might help. Yeah. Or you get, you know, somebody qualified to help you through that passage. That might help. There's a willingness on this partner's behalf to want to invest enough in the relationship to restore the unity, in spite of the fact that there are just psychological problems, hurt problems.
Yeah.
So I think there's hope, but above and beyond this relationship, you're going to be in with somebody. You're not going to be alone. I don't see that.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah.
And I believe that. I do.
Well, good,
I believe
Lynn.
That. Yes.
This relationship will last a certain point in time, because what will happen is the element of your karma with this person will allow a certain amount of time to go before, okay, chances are up, it's done, on, Lynn's got to go find the next person that's available in her energy field. That's what will ultimately happen, but, give it until September. I hope the best for you two.
Yes,
and,
thank you.
Okay. Well, Lynn,
thank you so much. Thank you so much, Neil and Kristen. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome, Lynn. And you can reach Neil directly.
Have a great day.
You too. 562-596-7818. She's local, so she could actually come see you in person.
Yeah, Hollywood. I kind of grew up on the streets of Hollywood.
The streets. Were you homeless?
For a while. I volunteered to be home. I was researching a novel. For a novel back in the the 70s, and I kind of lived in on the streets of Hollywood back in those days. Hollywood was very different. Sunset Strip was very different then. We're talking about a very different world back then, and it was pretty crazy. It was pretty wild. It was the very late 60s, early 70s, and I want to get a feel for the life.
The culture, the street culture.
Yeah. And so, but it's a lot different now. And we often go up and do readings up in those areas. So it's nice to revisit it every once in a while. But
that's right.
Wouldn't want to live there.
No. Okay. Well, what would you like to do, Neil? We are, we have some time to talk. We can close early. It's up to you.
Well, we can see if there's any callers for the next, in the next 5 minutes. It's kind of a quiet day.
It is.
Maybe because we weren't here Monday.
Yeah, possible.
People jump ship. But.
Well, we do have some people listening, so that's nice.
We have people listening.
Well, I don't know if they're listening now, but they're. I don't have any way of tracking that, actually. The current listeners, I don't have that technology. It's not possible. But we can tell if people have dropped in on our show or not, by our numbers, of course.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, when we talk, in this term of you were talking about generosity and gratitude, when we talk about generosity and gratitude, I think we really need to take into serious consideration our energy fields.
Yes.
Because the higher the energy field is that we fulfill, the more likely, if we are of the mind that we want to transcend the planet and not come back for another visit, then you have to get ready to make sure you've done all your work on the planet that you need to do.
Right.
So you want to kind of leave it issue-free. You want to get through the issues. That doesn't mean ignoring your issues or putting them, you know, hiding them under the carpet, so to speak. But you want to make sure you've cleared everything, you've done about everything you wanted to do, you've fulfilled your commitments. You're not leaving anything too much behind that is deliberately, obnoxiously unfulfilled. And that apart from taking care of the foundation of your life, your security, your home, your loved ones, things like this, that you also graduate higher to the ego, to the aspirations of what you want, and then that you've acquired enough information and content that you can start to make delivery to your higher maker and higher energies, and then thereby you fulfilled your mission on the planet.
Right. Well, a lot of times people don't have that higher mission in mind. We get so bogged down in our day-to-day lives that that's not the focal point until, like, we've reached the end of the road and we're about to die and we want to wrap everything up at that time, but that's unfortunately not the way to do it. Okay, so sorry to interrupt, Neil.
No.
We do have a couple of callers here. So Mary Lou is first, and then we have area code 504. So we're going to get to each of them. Good morning, Mary Lou. Hi.
Hi. That's funny. Both of your callers are from Louisiana.
Oh, funny. That's odd. All people do group together. Mary Lou, what's your birth date again? I'm remembering you're a master number 5, if my memory serves correctly. But
well, that's good. 10-22-62.
2262, 145, 15. Is that right? Am I right? Yes,
23-5. Mm-hmm.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. What can we do for you today?
I am working on transforming my career and my personal life. And I am doing the work, and nothing seems to be moving. So as I'm sitting here working and going insane, every now and then I'm listening to blog talk shows, and it sounded like you were callers, so here I am.
Well, we're glad to have you.
Thank you.
Well, you're looking for a career transformation and a life transformation, and you seem to be doing everything, but you're not making the kind of progress and seeing the results you want.
Correct.
So, what is it you're trying to do in your career change, Mary?
I'm trying to get more work.
Oh, trying to get more work.
I'm trying to get work, yes.
What field again? Was that health care?
I'm a professional photographer.
Photographer.
I'm really bad about just letting the work flow to me instead of aggressively going out after it. And even the jobs that came in, you know, I got a big job, I negotiated the contract, I went to call on the person that I'm supposed to photograph, and they aren't answering the phone. It's been like a week and a half, and I cannot get this person to respond. And if they don't respond, I'm going to lose the job. Like, can you believe this? And that keeps happening. It's like, what is up?
Well, let me see if I can maybe energy work on the phone. I had another client that was having some trouble, and talked to her on the phone, and she called me back and said that there was clearance and things were happening. I think there was something too with property too, selling a property that we unlocked. Let me see if I can get into this. I want to ask you something, Mary, just on the side here. Have you ever been to England or South Africa?
Not in this lifetime.
Well, I've been to England. I haven't been to South Africa.
I have been to Africa as far as in this lifetime, if Morocco counts, but I don't think that's in the south.
Oh, Morocco.
Let's tip
the scale a little bit for this. Morocco. Let's grab it. So you went there. Did you do any photographs there?
Not much. You know, touristy, I'm on the run and, you know, shoot and run.
Uh-huh. And do you have any clients Now, do you have any clients that were from England or Africa?
No. Well, I guess I might have shot for some publications in England, but they're not regular clients. That's just...
Oh, but publications you shot for?
I think I have shot for publications in England. I can't remember what they are, but yeah.
Okay, don't worry. I think what I'm going to be doing for you on the phone before we get to our other caller is I'm going to break up energy. So don't worry. I've got another ploy in my mind about how to maybe open up a door for you. Now, 15 years ago, Mary Lou, you're 51. So 15 years ago, you were 40. You were 36.
Yes.
At that age, where was your career? What were you doing?
What year was that?
You were 15 years ago, would have been about 1999.
Okay, I had just moved to New Orleans, and I was so lucky. As soon as I moved, I got lots of clients, and it opened up really quickly, and then it died off really quickly. It's really weird.
Oh.
I had pulled clients with me from where I used to live in Florida, Miami. And boom, I just hit the ground running here, and then it kind of died off.
Okay, good. Okay, I'm understanding something. I'm on track for something. What about 1985, when you were 23?
With my career?
Yeah. Oh, and your life.
In 1985, I was engaged to be married, and I had my first business.
Okay, good. Well, what I'm going to do is I don't have time to go into the details as to what I think is constituting your stagnation, because that's what it is, because we got to get some other callers before the show is over. But I am getting a feel for how I'm going to kind of work with energy now and maybe a little bit later throughout the day to open things up so that, one, you can reconnect with that client that's not getting back to you, and then, two, activate your career so you're getting more clients in. That's what I would like to do. And it's going to take a little bit of energy, but I'm going to try to do that. I wish we had more time. You're calling in at the very kind of last quarter of the show, so we don't have a lot of time to work with you, but I've got enough information in, and I've done enough vibrational work right now to start something flowing.
And for some reason, my love life connects to my business life. When business is good, love life's good, and yeah, it's weird.
Mary Lou, real quickly, that's because you're born on the 22nd, and those two twos are going to amount to the kind of story you're coming to. There's an equation there that justifies why you're going through this.
Okay.
Always welcome to call back, Mary Lou. Again, you've called at the last portion of our show. We were so slow in the beginning, but now we've got a bunch of people. So we do try to get to as many callers as we can. But definitely call back. You're always welcome here.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye. And she can reach you, 562-596-7818. Okay, we've got a couple of callers, 504, and then we've got a private caller. So let's try to get to both of them, Neil. Hi, 504.
Hi, this is Sarah from New Orleans. Hi, Kristen and Neil.
Hi, and is it Sarah with an H?
With an H.
Okay, go ahead with your birth date, Sarah.
I'm calling on behalf of my daughter. Her birthday is 3/29/72.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what's your question about your daughter, Sarah?
Well, she was calling to find out if she will be able to get a job soon.
What's her name?
Sherry Lynn, but we call her Sherry.
Okay, Sherry.
S-S-H-E-R-I for short.
Yep, that's what I have. I'm connecting.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Neil?
33/6.
Yeah.
33/6.
About 29,
5. And she's 42 years old.
Yes.
42. And so she's gone through her seventh chakra. Oh, she's... Well, your daughter is supposed to be getting... You want to know if she's going to be getting work?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, this has a lot to do with our former caller, where we have job energy problems. And your daughter is 42. Her master number is 6. She's gone through 7 cycles as we speak. She's going to be getting work. Well, she's got between now and March. But that's a long period of time. We're talking about a window between now and March.
Right.
Sarah, was anybody in the family, any remote members of the family ever into doctor, nurse, any medical field people?
No, but her daughter had to go to the hospital a lot. And she's had to deal with a lot of hospitals because her first child died and the second child was diagnosed with cancer. So she was always, in hospitals dealing with the kids.
She knows how to work with you. She's good.
Yeah.
Good job.
That's Sarah. You're working well with me on the air today because I was getting a lot of what you just told me and the impact of your daughter's children having so many medical problems is giving me an indication why I was going over to the medical field. And even though no one was directly employed in the medical field, your daughter's experience with her children and the tragedy of losing a child to cancer early is really, really powerful, powerful in terms of how I was getting that medical energy coming through. So she's got a pretty, you see, she's born on the 29th. Now, I've often stated on the air, that becomes an 11, and I've often stated on the air how 11s can come into the world with a certain amount of karma to contend with, and it's no surprise that your daughter has it, so I'm not opening up anything that we don't already know. She needs work. I've got a 4-year situation going on with your daughter, so as much as you know your daughter, Sarah, 4 years ago, did she go through any other extreme difficulty? Was there a loss in her life, a relationship loss, anything 4 years ago?
I don't know if it's 4 years ago, but I know she's been dealing off and on with, 4 years ago, yeah, she had another baby.
Oh.
The baby is 4. So
yeah.
She had another baby.
Okay.
She's been dealing with the dad off and on, and he's noncommittal to her, so she might be struggling with that issue, but she doesn't really talk about it to me.
Yeah, well, the baby is 4 years ago. That's some of the vibration I'm picking up on, Sarah, and then the impending loss of the father figure is the other attitude of the energy that comes with my vibe on this. So the only thing I can do, because the time is so short and we just can't accommodate the amount that we would like to put in, I'm going to start to vibrate energy towards Sherry for work. I am seeing something to do with an agency, and I don't know, has she ever worked behind a desk, like administrative paperwork, anything?
Yeah, that's what she does. It's mostly in, like, housing and property and, helping the elderly and in the homes, low-income homes.
That's right. That's what I'm seeing. So I'm going to put energy out. Hopefully what we've done on the radio today might bring some angelic messenger to assist Sherry in her search for work. But I've made some connections here that might just help out a little bit.
Okay. All right. I thank you so much, and we'll call back and let you know if anything happens shortly.
Please do, Sarah. Please do. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I think that's the first time we've talked to her. Maybe we've talked to her once before, but I really liked how she was tuning into what you said and led you in the right direction.
Yeah.
That always impresses me when someone can
get it right away. She's got a quick mind. She was making quick connections, which is always helpful because, especially on the radio, you know, you're going to, you pick up the vibe, and sometimes you have to get a little help to figure out where the vibe is coming from, but then you know if you're on track or not.
Right, right. And with the limited time, it's always good when someone can. So anyway, one last caller here. We've got a blocked number. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
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 I was wondering, do you guys have any ideas if I'm going to be able to leave my part-time job and to do what I really want to do anytime soon, or am I just going to have to keep putting along?
Okay, well, let's get a few pieces of information, your name, your location, and your birth date, please.
Hey, my name is Vanessa, and I live in Walnut Cove, North Carolina.
Hey.
And my birth is 1-3-61.
All right. Okay, Neil.
And you were asking if you were, what was that question again?
Job direction.
Job direction.
Is that what you asked?
Yes, correct.
Well,
you're memory, obviously, isn't too good.
53 years old, job. You know, the only thing that I'm getting, Vanessa, and don't worry if I'm off, but because it might be a clue to leading to something, but I'm seeing a grocery store. I'm seeing like a cashier, a checkout. I don't know why yet I'm seeing that. There might be a reason for it. It may not be something you can readily identify with, but I'm right now I'm seeing energy around that. Does anything immediately come to your attention?
No, not act. No, nothing that I can think of.
Uh-huh. Have you ever worked at a cash register?
When I was in high school.
High school, okay. Well, where were you working then?
I was working in a grocery store.
Well, that's what I saw. I saw you working. What I'm seeing, Vanessa, is that you worked in a grocery store at a cash register. So forgive me for going back so far in time, but I don't know you, and I have to find a vibe real quickly to connect to. What I found, you understand?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Good, good. Because what I, with the limited amount of time I've got, about 1 or 2 minutes, what I'm going to do is take that as a validation that you did work in a grocery store, you were a cash register person in a grocery store, a checker, and that from there, I'm going to take that vibration, which is valid. I'm going to come forward into time, and I'm going to ask, I don't know what, I'm going to ask an angel, angelic energy, to help guide you towards your next job. And you said something about moving. Is your job connected to moving?
No. I would just like to be able to leave my present job and do what I really want to do.
Which is what?
Spiritual work, healing, and I do readings and all that kind of stuff, and life coaching.
Oh, okay, good. And what's your present job?
I work in, I actually do interior design work.
That's related to
interior design. Okay, so you have your year is a 61, which is a 7 when you put it together, and then 1961 is an 8. When you put all that together. And so you have a spiritual power energy field going on. Since you're at the age of 53 and you had a karma at 21, what happened real quick at 21 years old, Vanessa?
21, I don't know. I don't remember anything specific at 21.
Okay. I'm sorry.
If you call back, you can think about that and let us know next time. But go ahead, Neil.
But real quickly, Vanessa, because we're running out of time, I see a change to spiritual energy coming up because you have a 7-8 in your code. You're 53 years old, so the energy is going to come up this January. It's going to – okay, this January becomes the great change in your life. So when you're 54,
okay, great.
Big change. So between now and 54, prepare for it. You're going to be able to see 54 as a great change towards spiritual work.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for your call, and you're always welcome to call us back. 914-338-0164 is the number for our listener line. 562-596-7818 is Neil's direct number if you'd like to speak with him in more detail. We are back on the air on Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, and that's it.
Well, that's another day then.
Okay, thanks everyone.